Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Lars. Talk number 20, No Rest for the Weary. Mark chapter 6, verse 30 through to verse 36. We all need breaks. Let's stop for a coffee. You should take an hour off for lunch. Leave work for tonight. Start fresh in the morning. I need a holiday, 2 weeks in the sun, with the mobile switched off. We express our need for rest in all kinds of ways. Those moments are so important to us. Otherwise, we feel trapped, crushed, exhausted. Jesus sees that in his team. He sent these 12 men out to walk and talk, to reach out into communities across the region and tell them about him. The group had to do this without any sort of support network and with scanty resources. Now the men are back and reporting in. Jesus wants to know not only about how they coped and how well it went, but what sort of reception they got. Their assessment of the impact of this mission is going to affect what he decides to do next. So it's been then a very demanding and important time for all of them. So once the debrief is over, Jesus suggests that they slip away for a break. How often do you pause from life and reflect upon what's been happening? I don't mean those times of sort of minor panic which spring up upon us. Yeah, what's my life for? What shall I do next? Why did that happen? I'm talking about giving yourself time and space to reflect, to think life through. What really matters to you? Why does it matter to you? We need that. Especially, we need time to ask the God questions. Maybe you don't believe in him, maybe you do. Either way, thinking about life's deeper purpose and meaning is vital. Yes, just surviving each day can feel like that's all you've got the energy for. But there are life and death issues which need your attention too. However, for Jesus and his team, quiet reflection doesn't happen. As they get out of the boat, a huge crowd sprints up. Though these folk could simply wait for Jesus to return from his trip, they don't want to. Everything they've seen in him makes them believe that they need him now. Their society is suffering. Their leaders, like Herod, are failing. Self-centered, uncaring, and useless. These rulers don't know what life is about. They don't know what life is like for ordinary people. And as he looks across this massive group that's run to him, gathered in front of him, Jesus sees all this in them. He senses how lost the people feel. Emptiness, confusion, demotivation, these emotions can swirl around us at times. We want somebody to help us know what direction to go, but where is that person? Then we shrug our shoulders and we just say, oh, well, maybe this is all there is. No one really understands life. You just have to get on with it. And yet, fatalism like that is so dissatisfying. It sounds like being realistic, but if you give it more than a moment's thought, you know it doesn't really work. We have a longing to know that life isn't just a lucky dip, a random course of events. We would like some actual answers. Life ought to mean something. Those around Jesus can't look to their leaders for this. And so Jesus starts speaking. Tired as he is, tired as his team are, the words begin to flow. Because in Jesus' words are answers not found anywhere else. Not cliches, not generalities, not conspiracies, not just sweet words simply to make you feel a bit better. Real words for real people wanting to handle life. And so Jesus talks, and he talks, and he talks, until his team start looking up at the sky and realizing that evening's coming on fast and they can't stay where they are. They don't want the crowd to go. It's impressive to have so many, but the people need feeding. So they suggest to Jesus it would be best to send them off to the local villages to buy some food. But Jesus senses that something very special is happening here. These people who long for true hope, he can do something memorable for them and for his disciples. What is that? Well, you'll have to come back next time to hear about what he decides to do. But right now, Let me ask you, what do you think? Would you place your hope in those who offer to lead us today? Sure, there may be some politicians that you've time for. They're different. They stand out. But who really speaks to our souls? Podcasters? Celebrity tweeters? Experts? Philosophical, spiritual or religious gurus? Over and over and over through history, people have found Jesus' words and his actions really have spoken to them. His words have reached right down inside to speak to us in our hearts as no one else can. And that's because, says the Bible, he speaks as the only one who truly knows God and who can truly restore our relationship with God, forgiving all that we've done wrong, all the barriers we've put up, and he can bring us back to God. Jesus, through his words, has changed the world. Will you listen to him to see the truth of this? To see if those words could change you too? Thanks for sticking with the talk right to the end. Don't stop yet though. Keep listening to hear the Bible passage read out to you. And then plan to take a break. A time of peace. A time to ponder. A time to pray. And then I hope you'll join us for the next talk.
Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to 36. The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat."